USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The special prosecutor probing the origins of the federal investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, John Durham, has charged Washington lawyer Michael Sussman with lying to the FBI during the early stages of the inquiry. Sussman, who worked as an attorney for the Hillary Clinton campaign, is accused in a grand jury indictment returned Thursday of a single felony count of making a false statement during a September 2016 meeting with FBI General Counsel James Baker. President Biden says the nation's wealthiest individuals and companies need to start paying their fair share of taxes. The president calling this an inflection point for the nation and saying that his new economic plans will help level the playing field for working families. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
General Motors is warning some Chevy Bolt owners to keep their cars parked away from other vehicles to reduce fire risk. The car company has already recalled more than 140,000 of their Bolt EVs made in the last 5 years because of batteries spontaneously going up in flames. Bloomberg reporting GM is also issuing the warning to reduce the risk of a possible blaze starting to other cars and trucks. About a dozen fires have been confirmed and more continue to be reported. GM saying it's working with its partners to correct the battery issues. Nearly 5 million people are bracing for flash floods as post-tropical cyclone Nicholas lingers over the Gulf Coast. The storm was downgraded today, but is expected to continue drenching Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, as well as the Florida Panhandle. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The administration is announcing a new partnership with our allies.
President Joe Biden announced a new security partnership Wednesday seeking to serve as a bulwark against Chinese expansion and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joined by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Biden said that the agreement will ensure that the three partners have the capability to deal with rapidly evolving threats.
This initiative is about making sure that each of us has a modern capability, the most modern capabilities we need to maneuver and defend against rapidly evolving threats. AUKUS will bring together our sailors, our scientists, and our industries to maintain and expand our edge in military capabilities and critical technologies such as cyber, artificial intelligence, quantum technologies, and undersea domains.
The president said that as part of this partnership, the U.S. would help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines, including sharing the technology to help in that pursuit. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
PepsiCo announced on Thursday that they're aiming to make sure all of its packaging can be recycled, composted, or degradable by 2025. PepsiCo also saying it plans to reduce the use of virgin plastic by half across all its brands by 2030. PepsiCo making the moves as it and Coca-Cola have become new targets for environmental extremists. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.